With Talking Life, I'm Jack Terry. Today on Talking Life, we'll be looking at how weather warnings work and how the technology that prepares us for severe storms has improved over the last 30 years since the Great Storm. We spoke to meteorologist Alex Deacon and head of civil contingencies for the Met Office, Mel Harrismith, who told us why weather warnings are important.
Well, from our perspective, they're incredibly important because it gives us the opportunity to let people know, A, what weather is expected, but more importantly, what impacts might that weather might bring with it. So, for example, is it going to bring trees down, which might block roads? Are we going to get power outages? Are people going to be able to get to work, get to school, that kind of thing? And because we can get that information across, it means people can take effective decisions to protect themselves and their property. And we find from our users, so members of the public and people from the emergency response community, that they also find the weather warnings incredibly important to get that information to them.
They also told us how technology used for weather predictions has improved and helps to keep us safe.
Well, the main advance has been with supercomputers and the way we make weather forecasts. So our weather forecasts now are much more accurate. We can forecast 4 days ahead as accurately as we could just do 1 day ahead back in 1987. And one of the main advances is the way that we make forecasts through supercomputers. Now, we were using supercomputers back in 1987, but just to put them into context, the supercomputer we used in 87 was less powerful than the average smartphone. So what you're carrying around in your pocket every day can do more calculations than our supercomputers could back in 87. Whereas the one we use today, the Met Office supercomputer, the biggest weather supercomputer in the world, does 14,000 trillion calculations every second. So that's a massive advancement. That's why we're much better at forecasting. That's why we would forecast this storm if it happened today. That's one advancement, the supercomputers, but also the observations, you know, using satellites, the way we put information in to the supercomputers to start with, because in order to make a good forecast, you need to know what the weather's doing right now. So the improvement in the way that we observe the weather, and actually the science has changed as well. Actually, what physically happened in that storm, there was something called a sting jet, and actually no one knew what a sting jet was. It was only research that was done after the storm that identified these special features that cause extreme winds. And so the science has also changed, as well as what we've been talking about with Mel, about how we communicate. That's changed dramatically too.
For more information, visit metoffice.gov.uk or download their app. We're Talking Life. I'm Jack Terry.